Complaints about military housing isn't anything new, but a new survey out gives us a reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's Kirsten Downey gives us the lowdown. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this survey.
Well, it was really interesting. It's the first time that there's ever been an independent national survey of military families to find out what the conditions of their housing actually are. In the past, surveys like this had been done by the people who provided the housing or by the military chain of command, and people weren't very frank in talking about the conditions they were experiencing. But this year, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group called the Military Family Action Network put together a survey and got flooded with responses. Some 17,000 military families wrote in to talk about really atrocious conditions and work in military housing. Rats, toxic mold, pesticides, lead-based paint, and then just a whole litany of maintenance problems that simply didn't get repaired month after month. It turned out that Hawaii is disproportionately affected here. 650 local families participated in this survey and described very similar complaints to what we saw on the mainland, just very bad conditions in the military housing.
Now, I know there are a number of management companies that the military has hired to manage those projects, but maybe they're not doing their job. I don't know.
Well, it's really interesting that, you know, and most of us understand military housing sort of like from what we've seen in World War II movies, you know, where the military ran the housing and service members lived in housing that was managed within their own military, service. Back in 1996, though, that changed. This happened kind of quietly. The federal government, to save money, privatized all that military housing, and they took about 300,000 units of housing, and they simply turned it over into the hands of private landlords who now own and operate it. These landlords have sort of the protection of being part of the military, being part of the federal government, but they're operating as private landlords. And what people are saying is, they've abused the ability they've had to control the properties with some very poor maintenance practices.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine if I had dead rats on my property or sewage in my house, I would be concerned. Period. Whether you're a military family or not, but being in that category, it certainly does. You certainly think, gosh, I'm doing this for my country. Why can't I live in better housing?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that's the saddest about it when you look at the survey results, is a lot of people wrote about their, these heartfelt stories that, a military wife was alone, living on base, her husband was deployed, they had a problem with rats, no one would come and fix it, the rats even would die and be allowed to molder up in the attic. Some of these problems lasted months and months or were never fixed at all.
And we have made some headway because our housing was pretty old, World War II housing. But obviously it just sounds like the management is lacking in some areas.
A lot of the housing is newer, it's prettier, it's bigger, it's more modern. It has a lot of, good amenities and things that people really love. Part of the reason that about a third of service members choose to live in on-base military housing is because there's some really nice community amenities, and a lot of these homes were designed attractively. The problem has been, though, just failure to maintain and a revelation about the fact that a lot of the houses were shoddily built, which has allowed a lot of maintenance problems to come to light later.
And, of course, there is the added concern that if the families move off base, that only adds to a housing crisis that we're grappling with, because a lot of those military families have an allowance for housing, off-base housing.
That's right. The basic housing allowance is more money than most people have here in Hawaii for housing. It makes military officers' families particularly much more able to compete for the limited available housing than local families. And the bad housing makes more of them, the bad housing on base makes them more interested in looking off base adding to our own squeeze.
Yeah, everything is connected, isn't it? Thanks so much,
yes.
Kirsten.
Thank you.
Reporter Kirsten Downey with today's Reality Check. To read the full story about the survey results about base housing, visit civilbeat.org.